Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Let your day be filled with joy and gratitude. Today's topic that needs to be addressed more and more has to do with abuse. Domestic, personal, business, it doesn't matter what it is. It has to do with abusive behaviors from the day one. And I'm hoping that I'm calling my guest to be on the air at the last minute. And I'm doing it for a reason. I belong to Toastmasters. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And it's a organization internationally to improve your public speaking. And they have a section called Table Topics. You either volunteer to be participate or you're asked up. And you go to the front of the room, you dip into a box, and you pick out anything, a scrap, whatever they have. And they have all of the topics. You pick out a topic, and you have a minute and a half to talk about it, unprepared. It's like an elevator speech. Do you really know who you are? Are you a person of style and substance? Are you a secret abuser? In fact, darlings, I'm going to repeat this show. Now, on Friday, new careers at any age. Or I may repeat part of this tomorrow at Thursday at 11 a.m. You know, this is essential. We're talking about, I don't know, are they mentally deranged? Are they just toxic, negative thinking people? But it's running rampant. And it was brought to my attention, I think it was last week, that we need to address all of the chronic illnesses today, right now. You know, chronic means it's ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. It shows up, it flares up. When your button is pushed, your button is pushed. You get colitis, you get Crohn's disease, diabetes. I've often wondered, with the obesity problem that we have in America, you do know that obesity-related illnesses are costing you, the taxpayer, $190 billion a year. Really, stop and be with me here. Think about this. Can obesity be a result of ongoing abuse? And no one talks about it, do they? Because they're so afraid. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners discover what the world has to say on Blog Talk Radio. And I want all of you to know that I take full responsibility for my opinions, my decisions, and always, if it has anything to do with medical, check with your doctor before you do anything. But my dears, oh my dears, if you are at the effect of domestic abuse, physical, emotional, get out. Get out. And please don't ever, ever say to me, or to indicate to me, that you're staying in that relationship because of the children, Oh, please, if you truly love your children, get out. Don't be afraid. You see, these abusers are cowards. They know how to intimidate you. They know how to frighten you. How long would they survive in the business world, in the world, if people knew about them? You see, you could scream and holler all you want about the European, the Eastern countries. Just let the abusers be at the effect of what they're doing to their victims. Yesterday I was in a meeting planning my presentation for February 6th at the Hoffman Estates Park District, and it has to do on couples, 50 plus. And I looked at Rika and I said, Rika, I don't know what the big deal is. But you see, you don't know. You're unaware. Because you've been so frightened. Because it's been your life and you think that this is the only way that life is to be lived. No, that's not true. We teach people how to treat us. Come on now, write that down. Get your pen and pad out. I want you to write down, we teach people how to treat us. You see, you're teaching, you're teaching the abuser that it's acceptable, it's okay for he or she, grandma, grandpa, I don't care who it is, it's okay for them to treat you that way because you're not putting up a resistance. You're not calling them out. I don't know what Eastern country it has it, but it's for an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You steal something, your hand is gone. Does that seem barbaric? No, not to me. You did something, pay the price. Look at the brutality in one of the Indian countries on raping these young girls. Who taught them that? Who taught men in any of the countries that they reign supreme? No, they don't. Why do they behave that way? Because we taught them. No one has stopped them. And may I digress for just a moment? Our government. Governments all over the world, even in America, are reigning supreme. They're the chosen ones. Because we elected them. And if we don't see what we like, we don't do anything about it. So you live with it. Who are you going to blame? In our schools today, children are getting away, young adults, young lads, are getting away with despicable things. Because the teachers are frightened to death to call on the parents, because the parents will blame the teacher. I'm sad about our state of affairs today, 2013. 10 years ago, I thought it would be better. Race consciousness, you know, all of us thinking the same loving thoughts. Because, you see, thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. And if you put out an ugly thought, don't think for one minute that it's going to come back being beautiful. Don't you understand that you are the landscaper? You're the Michelangelo of your life? Or are you Satan? Damien. Toxic negative thinking. Positive powerful energy. Powerful energy positive. It's all in Eve's Name book, and we'll talk about it later on in the show. But all of you, you're the creator of your life. Now, as little children, there isn't much we could do about it. We were little, we didn't know. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want that deleted. I want that eradicated. It is such an untruth. It's false. How dare you? I'd rather get a good slap on the back low enough and hard enough than to be called an idiot, incompetent. You're gonna what? Write a book? You're gonna bring shame to the family name. Do you have any idea how many toxic negative thinking people there are in the world? Even in your reference group? Could be your spouse. How are you? What words are you using to encourage your children? I'm an advocate of the well-being of the kids that we brought into this world. We are their role models. And they're going to form the world. Just as, may I use a comparison? Those of us that are in the winter of our life, actually it's the springtime of our life. Because we see the need to teach all of you. I don't care if you're in the fall, the summer, or the spring, we need to teach you. We need for you to follow us because our character, our charisma, our purpose is to make for a better world. We can't do it alone. The holidays are here. Scary for most people. And I'm telling you again, if you're staying in a relationship that is physically abusive, get out. Not for you, for your kids. Report them. Because you see, they're cowards. They're cowards. They're Damians. And Damian wants to take, that's my name for Satan. Damian wants to take over the world to prove that he was right, that evil exists and that you prosper by it. No, you're a coward. You're a cheap idiot coward. How on earth can a woman, 5'1", 100 pounds, and little kids defend themselves with a 300-pound Damian? Who hates himself, so he's going to take it out. And women too. Listen, I have read about women who have been abusive to their husbands and their children. Words that hurt, words that empower, actions that empower, actions that only accelerate the abuse in our life. And you see, whatever the abuse is, once it's over with, you're not done. It's embedded in every cell in your body. And if it started early enough, you'll probably have all kinds of illnesses. You see, the brain and the body don't forget. They don't forget. And I would urge you to get help and get out. Wait till I read to you some of these are true stories. You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. You could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Share with me the joy that's dancing in your heart or the sadness. Life, there's no do-over. life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. And those of you that are in a position to be a role model, mommy, daddy, teacher, priest, clergyman, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, you better take stock. Look in the mirror. Pick up that mirror right now. Look in that mirror and ask yourself, are you a joy to be with? I'm asking, are you a joy to be with? Do people and little children, everyone gravitate to you and just want to be in the sunshine of your life? Or are you the devious Damon, yay Damien? I'm going to get you. I'm going to control you. Now, this is a true story. I can't give... Well, we'll use her name as Sarah. It's really not her. Oh, it's really not her name. Oh, be sure and log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and check on all of the buttons. You see, time is your life. And I love giving you 4 hours of my life each week. And even more, so we could gather together in solidarity and pay homage to the power of the voice. You see, no one's going to know what you're going through if you don't talk about it. You don't go and blab it to the wrong people. You find the right people. 3 reasons for an upset: thwarted intention, undelivered communication, and unfulfilled expectation. You're not talking. It's your life, darling. It's your time. Don't you know that you're off to great places? Today is the day. Come on, your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. But we need to be in solidarity. You need to know that you're not in this alone. And I have a vast experience of living life to the fullest. Have all of my choices come back to embrace me? Heavens, no! Did I have to go through despair, anguish, unhappiness, tragedies to get to where I am today? Yeah, because I had to go through this to understand that each one of you are empowered. And then we strengthen it by saying, well, darling, we're walking right alongside of you. You're not in this alone. And if you're listening to me globally, which I know you are, reach out. Find the right people. This is your life. Don't live it living someone else's. Because you're unique. You're brilliantly talented. Why do you think I give out my landline? 847-882-8717. I want you to know that you're loved, you're appreciated, and I'm sending the whole universe a great big hug. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. You see, you're at risk. Is it abusive on the job? They have human resources. You matter. In God's eyes, you are so special. And then all of you will say, well, why is God allowing this? No, he isn't. The situation is there for you to learn from. And if you don't take action, who are you blaming? This is about you. Men and women, this is about you. And little children, what could they do? They're afraid. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. I called Sheila Kay today. She's in the book Choices. I don't know if she'll call in, but I am going to reference her through the book. I mean, through the show, To Live or Die. I Chose to Live by Sheila Kay. It's in my wildest imagination. I cannot believe what this beautiful human being lived through. But let me tell you about Sarah. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. We talk about chronic illnesses. They stem from many cases, chronic abuse. Sarah was sure she had left her violent past behind. And you know Damien is very clever. Here is Damien in action. Satan. Her first husband, a high-powered business executive who during their 10-year marriage had bounced her head against walls, sexually assaulted her, and nearly strangled her with a dog leash. She was sure that after she had gotten the divorce, finished college, and became a successful consultant, worked intensively with a trauma therapist, and married an old friend with whom she felt safe. She really thought, God, her first husband was out of her life. But remember early on I said, the brain and the body never forget. Now, gradually, the symptoms of her previous torment eased. The residual headaches from the head injuries disappeared, although she still remembers the sound of her skull hitting the kitchen walls and floor. It sounds like when you knock on a cantaloupe to see if it's ripe. Now, she's 47. And she kind of laughs it off. Sidebar, the buttons are always pushed. It's there. The experience is embedded in every cell, every fiber of your body. Now, there are still black holes in her memory. She can't coherently recollect the years from her mid to late 20s, the period when the violence reached its height. But the worst of the terrors are over. I no longer suffer from post-traumatic symptoms at night. Now, she remembers sleeping, how she would sleep in her horse's stall to hide from then-husband's drunken attacks. Now remarried, I no longer have a hyper-startled response if my husband walks into the room behind me. In her mid-30s and wanting to start a new life, she was ready to be a mother. But for reasons her doctors initially didn't understand, she struggled to carry a baby to term after 6 miscarriages. A doctor finally suggested that head trauma could be the factor. Neurological damage from repeated brain injuries have disrupted the hormonal balance she needed to deliver a healthy child. The body never forgets. Sarah said, my endocrine system just high-wired the violence into me. But that wasn't her first experience of trauma. When she was 5, a friend's father began to sexually abuse her, an ordeal that didn't end until she was 7. She recalls nothing of those years and had always hoped to fill the void in her childhood with a baby of her own after all the work I've done in the past 14 years, getting away from men who were abusing me, getting my mind in a good place. I really thought I was there. But there's a whole other layer of this legacy. And it wasn't until I was safe that these symptoms started to emerge. Sidebar. I congratulate Mayor Rahme in Chicago. This is in the Chicago Sun-Times on December 3rd. He targets domestic violence. It's there, but it's hidden. It's so toxic. It is so satanical. It's hidden. How do these men and women, or these perpetrators, these domestic violence people, how do they live with themselves? He wants to make the city safe for Chicago. They are victims of a very private crime that has claimed the lives of 50 Chicagoans a year on average in the past decade. And Satan's primary hunting season is the Christmas holidays. And it happens in a very private place, the home. And if Emmanuel Rahme has his way, the threat of deadly domestic abuse will be predictable and preventable. Translation, this is from Sneed's column, is told that Emmanuel has created a new intergovernmental task force to address domestic violence. Hallelujah. What took so long? This is an issue he is passionate about, and the timing was right. A mayoral source told Sneed, the holidays are particularly dangerous times for those at risk of domestic violence. The source added, alcohol, stress, tensions can sometimes reach a dangerous peak. It's not easy to gain the trust of victims in this very private crime. Oh, where victims suffer in silence and fail to press charges out of fear. This is a crime engulfed in a cycle of violence for years, and we need to break the cycle. Our new domestic abuse task force will be aimed at detecting deadly warning signs for high-risk domestic abuse cases. And unfortunately, statistics show it's much harder to make inroads in someone's home. Victims of domestic abuse tend to suffer for years, afraid to reach out or unsure where to look for help. They don't always press charges. 1 in 4 women nationally will experience violence from an intimate partner in her lifetime. This was according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. 85% of domestic violence victims are women. When, and this is what happens, you can't leave. You can't press charges and then go back home. Your life is at stake. Damien is very wise. Now, I wonder, this high-powered business executive that was knocking his wife unconscious, the company that was paying him for his intelligence, certainly, you see, Damien is smooth-talking. Silver-tongued serpents. What would they do if they found out he was abusive? So when you're ready to report this abuse, be ready to leave. I mean, leave. Oh, yeah, you'll be stalked. But there are organizations out there. Please, it's your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. The show is archived. I want all of you to take this down. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathyWatson, and click on December 4th. Email this program to everyone in the whole world, because it just isn't in America. Look what's happening in the Eastern countries. We have all been men. We are a divine person. We're divine beings. No, men, you are not in charge, but we've allowed it. And now the strength of women is emerging globally. Domestic violence has an insidiously long half-life. Women who left their abusers 5, 10, or even 20 years ago and believed that they had closed the chapter of their lives now face far higher than normal rates of chronic health problems, including arthritis, hormonal disorders, asthma, diabetes, hypertension, chronic pain, severe headaches, and irritable bowel syndrome. As a result, these women spend nearly 20% more money on medical care than other women. Annual U.S. medical costs attributed to domestic violence, including years-old assaults that will still cause health problems, range from $25 billion to $59 billion, according to this. This goes back to a study in 2008. It was funded by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some of the damage is from old physical injuries, some from chronic stress, living in terror too long. Do you have any ideas what it's doing to your telomeres? The shorter the telomeres, the shorter the life expectancy of our cells. Shorter telomeres are linked to cancer, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, depression, and chronic stress. Longer telomeres are linked to longevity and feeling good. So a telomere isn't just an awesome word that may help you win at Scrabble. It may be the key to a longer, healthier life. Telomeres are basically the end sections of chromosomes, which make up the main part of our DNA. And stress will cut them off. And the shorter telomeres, the shorter your life. Your abusive background that you allowed because you didn't have the guts. You were afraid. And I could appreciate that. Old physical injuries. I could use this comparison, and I don't know, all of a sudden it sprung up. Football, being hit in the head over and over again. Hey, all of you guys, was it worth it? I'm thinking of the old, the football guys that have retired. Is the limping worth it? Is early dementia worth it? You see, your body didn't forget, because your body was in terror, living in terror for so long of the abuse. Our kids never played football. I wouldn't allow it. These findings were a surprise even to researchers who are exploring domestic violence, chronic illness connection. I see it, of course. When one of my buttons is pushed and it brings up a choice that I made that came back to bite me in the butt, I don't erase it. I just let it come up and say, but I won. I won. So get out of here. Thank you. I learned. I won. And this researcher said, when I started this work more than a decade ago, we knew that women who experienced violence were at a higher risk of developing chronic diseases like asthma. But our understanding of the biological link was limited. Now, he's an epidemiologist at CDC who was the lead author of a landmark report on domestic violence-related illnesses. Now we're beginning to understand why that might be. Any woman in a violent relationship is often on high alert. She's stressed out 24/7. She may be frightened about being killed or worried about her kids. She tries to get away. She may be stalked. Better you be temporarily stalked and put Damien in jail where he belongs. All of that stress is toxic. You're killing yourself. You're asking for an early death. There's no organ that's immune. Your whole body is at risk. The damage which lingers long after the violence is over can impair a woman's brain function, endocrine system, immune response, and even her DNA. A recent study at the School of Nursing at the University of California, San Francisco, found that women who have endured long periods of abuse, particularly if they had young children at the time, tend to have shorter telomeres. What was I talking about? Strands of DNA that protectively cap the ends of the chromosomes than other women. Telomeres shorten in response to chronic stress, which can lead to premature cell death. And if your cells die, you die. No, and I'm not being light in error. I want you to take this seriously. You're listening to Live with Kathy. It is pandemic. It's getting worse. The result? Even women who left their abusers the year before often have the physiological profile of a woman a decade or more older. Ah, we tend to think that once the violence is done, everyone is fine and the woman goes off into sunset. And this is from a professor at Western University in Ontario who studies women who leave their abusers. But she turns 45 and she has all kinds of crazy health problems. And she thinks, where did this come from? This woman has health problems that are more likely in a woman who is much older. It's a result of domestic abuse. The shocking results of a survey. To better understand the connection between domestic violence and chronic illness, they did a study of 1,005 women over the age of 21, and this is what they found. If it's not you, it's your sister, friend, coworker. An alarming 44% of women said that they have experienced abuse behavior from a partner. The categories break down like this. Emotional abuse, 38%. Physical abuse, 25%. Sexual abuse, 18%. Economic abuse, 16%. Specific examples include shoving, 21%. Intimidation by looks, actions, or gestures, 21%. Hitting, 17%. Slapping, 16%. Choking, 11%. Withholding access to money, 10%. And being forced to have sex, 10%. We teach people how to treat us. Did I define you? Number two in the study. chronic conditions are epidemic. 70% of respondents, now remember they're over the age of 21, reported having a chronic condition. Lower back pain, 26%, high blood pressure, 26%, migraines, chronic headaches, 24%, and difficulty sleeping, 23%. Abused women are more likely to suffer from chronic illness. 81% of the women who said they have experienced chronic abuse versus 62% who said they have never experienced abuse. Do you have a chronic illness? Is there something that you need to talk about? Women who said they have experienced abuse have more chronic health conditions, more personal than women who said they haven't. And they ask the question, we think it's important to be asked about abuse. Absolutely. 92% of the respondents said it is very or somewhat important to doctors and nurses to ask about it. Only 2% that said it was not all that important. But here's the tragedy. Doctors and nurses are not asking. Only 24% of respondents said they have never, ever been asked during an examination if they have ever experienced abusive behaviors. Also not asking are dentists and dental hygienists, who are in a unique position to see soft tissue injuries inside a woman's mouth after she has been hit in the face or choked. Only 3% of respondents said a dental profession has ever asked about the abuse. And you know, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You might think that women who have been abused would be more likely to be asked about domestic violence by their doctors. Not so. In fact, the incident is very similar to that in the general population. Only 27% of women who have experienced abuse have been screened for it. Why communication companies got involved? The Verizon Foundation, the philanthropic arm of Verizon, has a deep commitment to preventing domestic violence and assisting survivors. I want you to take this down. I'm giving you their site. Verizon wireless.com /hopeline. And then you'll be able to know about it, be able to refer others to this philanthropic organization to prevent domestic violence, including funding training for doctors and nurses. And they're sponsoring a program to distribute free cell phones to survivors who are affiliated. If you know of someone, if it's not you, do it for someone. You'll know. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want a partner? Do you want to be an affiliate with Kathy to spread the message not only with domestic violence, but could you be a role model? Could it be that you are brilliantly talented and those that have toxic, negative Damien thinking are holding you back? Call me at 847-882-8717. And the guest call-in is 347-637-3789. This is your life. You're off to great places. Today is the day. All you need to do is to reach out. Listen to this over and over again. Email it to the whole world. Because it's not just here in America. It's pandemic. Hey, guys, just remember I hit. And then we have to look at. Nah, I'm not going to be sympathetic to the abuser. I'm just going to punch him out and say, go get help. Don't you dare use me as a punching bag. Or our beautiful children. Okay, I'm okay. Now, I don't know what your business is. I have to go get a drink of water. Hold a minute. I'm back. Oh, I'm so sorry. I usually have my water here, and I didn't. Reach out. So now that we've addressed domestic violence, I want to empower you to look at your own life. Do you have a story to tell? Is it joyous? Is it sad? It could be anything. And you've always wanted to write your book. You could be a contributing author, but in the meantime, if being on air resonates with you, call me at 847-882-8717. I love to include partners. They strengthen me, and I keep learning and learning and learning. Now, you could partner with me. It's a 10-week program, very affordable. And your little infomercial is heard on the air 4 times a week. So that's 40 times. But then here's the beautiness. You're invited to co-host a show with me. And then we're going to find out about you. And then we'll listen to the show and we'll tweak it. This is an opportunity in personal growth. Block Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. For information on this exciting offer, we'll talk, we'll see. Mićmo vidit, in Croatian, that's we shall see. And then you are now a radio celebrity. It's personal development. 847-882-8717. Ah, we have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
My name is Annette, and I'm from New York. How are you today?
Oh, I love New York. What part of New York do you live in, Annette?
More upstate near Canada.
Uh-huh. And I'm always interested, Annette. First of all, thank you for taking out the time to call me. And how did you find me, and why did you decide to share you with the world?
Well, I was just sitting here going through the Blog Talk things, and I call in frequently to different shows because I live alone. And, you know, I learn a lot by listening to these shows.
And what prompted you to what was the aha that I want to get on live with Kathy?
Well, to be honest with you, I read the tags that are on your show, and I've had a health problem that just popped up, and I end up in the emergency room with it. I have nerve damage in my back, And it was causing chronic pain in my legs, you know, like trolley horses, but to the point where it was keeping me up all night.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. When did this happen?
Just this past week. I've had, like, numbness in my legs for a couple years, you know. So.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Anita. What is your age? Give me an age wrap. You know, what is it? Are you 30, 50. 40? You're 50.
Yeah, 53.
53. Well, listen, honey, I've got a daughter that's 60, so I'm old enough to be your mama. And if mama
yep.
ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. what type of work did you do, Anita? Oh, by the way, wait a minute, darling. All of you out there, I am not medical. I'm just having a nice chat with this lovely Anita. And we're going to help each other. We're walking alongside of each other. So give me your background. What type of work did you do?
I taught hairstyling for years because my dad owned a hairstyling school, so I was on my feet a lot. And I did real estate.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
No, I was married once and divorced. I've been divorced for 20 years.
20 years. And what was that marriage like?
Not the best, you know.
Not
it,
the best.
It started off okay, but then financial problems. He ended up owning a store, and it put us right into a financial spin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any children?
I have two daughters.
Ah, great. Now, with your health and your nerve damage, have you been checked for neuropathy? Is there tingling? Yes, there is.
Yeah, there's tingling and numbness, and my feet get hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
And one night my right leg will keep me up, and the next night my left leg, it goes from back and forth between
mm-hmm.
my legs,
mm-hmm.
from my waist down.
mm-hmm. Okay, now, here again, darling, only because I happen to have a mild case of neuropathy. I didn't even know I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And for years and years and years, but you see, I come from the world of classical ballet, haute couture, and high fashion modeling, everything. I was on point. I wore stiletto heels. I was thrown from a horse, landed on my back, and I am an elite stair climber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do the John Hancock and the Presidential Towers, 94 floors.
Oh,
1,632 stairs, and I'm in training. I'm always in training. I did the Presidential Towers. This is for the Lung Association, and on March 10th or something of this year, I did 50 flights in 23 minutes, and I beat all of you gals in your 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah, because my next-door neighbor is a woman. Her husband passed away, and she cuts up trees and everything else.
Well, that's awesome.
I live in the country, so it's you know. But she just I had a roamer that actually was a sheriff, and he goes, "That woman could outdo me any day."
Mm.
You know, she's
okay,
a workhorse.
Anita, I would love for you to call in again, but this is what I'm going to suggest. Now, remember, I am not medical, but
okay.
I want all of you to know that I raised my children on chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I go to the chiropractor twice a week to handle the, look, when you're in the winter of your life, you're bound to have a little ache and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure that you investigate. It's not cracking your back. Our daughter, at the age of 40-something, had her first baby, John
mm-hmm.
William. And the
mm-hmm.
first doctor that saw him was a chiropractor. And he adjusted his little spine with his little fingers, with the doctor's fingers. Anita, think of looking at a good chiropractor for the numbness. This is a nerve thing. Go to the chiropractor because everything is in our spine.
Mm-hmm.
Will you promise me that you'll at least investigate?
Oh, I'll try to, you know. I'll have to see if my health for it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, many of them, you see, our chiropractor on December 17th and 18th, he offers the screening free. $275, it's free, because he is dedicated to helping people.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, so check that out. Anita, thank you so much, and do listen. On Tuesdays and Fridays, Thursdays, I'm on at 11 a.m., on Wednesdays at 8 a.m., and Fridays at 6:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I didn't
catch the previous part of the show until I called in here. So
good. It's on chronic illnesses, darling. I'm going to need to let you go. I've got to honor my sponsorship, and do call in. And I wish you the best.
I wish you the best too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, all of you, listen to Anita. Chiropractic and medical. I have a great affection for both of them. Now, if you want to be on my show, if you have a purpose, you have a service, you have whatever, then you're going to be one of my affiliates like the Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? www.ironworkers.org. And if you want to find out more about them, log on youtube.com/Union Iron Workers and or youtube.com/Iron Workers Impact. All of the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on the date, December 4th, but go to August 9th, and you will hear the interview of the International Iron Workers Festival. Now remember, ironworkers.org, Hoffman Estates Park District, Rika Cuff, she's in the book Choices. That's available through Amazon.com. You've got to get it. It is absolutely timeless. And she talks about her divine intervention in 2005 and how a trip to the south side of Chicago changed her life. If you're bored and lonely today, it's your choice. Volunteer. It's your life. You've been mandated to enjoy it in gratitude. And remember, you have to be happy alone before you can be happy together. So be happy knowing that you're part of the Kathy Watson Consortium. And all you do is to talk to me at 847-882-8717 after the show. Rika Cuff could be, find out what the park districts, senior centers, and the libraries have to offer all of you. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. You don't have to be alone. Help is there. All you have to do is reach out. heparks.org. If you have a little financial issue, Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, would be happy to discuss your problem with you free. If it's a long, worn-out thing, of course, then his rate is the best. ahtaxameritech.net, ahtax@ameritech.net. And listen, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I have this incredible Procaine 2-ounce de-stressing cream for your face. Aging and looking good is inside and out. Now, you could get it through me, and when you do order it through me, all sales are final. It's so effective, you only use it 3 times a week. And you get the e-book. When you call and say, I want the e-book, give me your email, and I send it to you. You're going to learn about all of my secrets. And then you're going to learn about Edith Nam, who is a brilliant author, counselor, and educator. And she wrote a book, Changing to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. What is your self-talk? And then you're going to log on, Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com, to build your own persona in a home-based business. Until tomorrow at 11, Thank you, Anita, for calling in, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.